Now, Roisin got us going today. A cake came into her head yesterday, a thick, heavy cake filled with raisins between two layers of pastry. She Googled and Googled it, could find out nothing. She was looking for our help. I wasn't any help to her at all, but loads of suggestions. Chester, Garibaldi, Eccles, Fruit Slice, Russian Slice, Gurr, Donkey Gudge, Flies something else. And there's another one there, Fly Cemetery. So we decided we'd go to an expert. So on the line we have Dr. Martin McInumara, Chair of the Masters in Gastronomy and Food Studies in TU Dublin. How are you doing, Martin?
I'm not bad at all, Ray.
this was great crack, I have to say. It was great fun. Now, we've spoken before, and there are different names for the same thing around the country. That's a norm, isn't it?
It is, and actually, as you were earlier on, you're talking about the music behind the Pink Panther and saying "Dead Ant, Dead Ant." That sounds a bit like that Fly Cemetery thing, you know, or the Garibaldi cake, you know. It is, as I say, Gurr cake is what she's talking about.
Is it right,
Roisin? So it is Gurr cake.
And so describe a Gurr cake to me, then.
Huh?
Describe the Gurr cake to me. How it's made?
Yeah. So the Gurr cake basically is sort of a thick. It's between two slices of pastry. So it's sort of like a tray bake as such, in that, you know, that it would be baked in a tray and then cut into squares.
Right.
All right. So what you'd get is you'd get a layer of pastry down the bottom, and then in the middle would be basically leftover sponge and bits and pieces, you know, all sort. Basically, it was the ultimate. We talk about sustainability in food and all that sort of stuff. This was the ultimate sustainability, because basically, bakers, you know, when they're making different cakes, you know, they cut things down to size, and the bits of the sponge that's just left over would have been put into a barrel sort of thing and soaked.
Nice.
And also certain foods, certain stuff that would come back, certain cakes that would come back from the shops and stuff like that could also go in and could be recycled this way.
Uh-huh.
Now, you wouldn't put fermented stuff in there, you know what I mean,
yes,
or yeast bread, but other stuff could go in there, you know. It'd be mixed in with sort of spices and with sort of, you know, with various syrups and sugars and that sort of stuff, and then layered on top of the pastry with the pastry on top, and then baked in an oven, and then taken out and dusted with icing sugar and cut into squares. And
where did the raisins and the dried fruit come from?
Oh no, that's in mixed in with the sponge. All that sort of
okay,
with the spices and the raisins,
right,
and the mixture,
okay,
all
great.
That.
And when you say soaked, what would the sponge have been soaked in?
Oh, it could be soaked in tea, you know, like
okay,
tea brack, or
right,
could be soaked
okay
in sort of like nearly like a treacle,
okay,
or all of that sort of stuff. You know.
And where did the name Gurr come from then?
Well, Gurr, as I say, Gurr, there is another word, Chester cake.
Yes.
And so some of the words that you were given are correct. You know what I mean? They're just the same name for the cake.
Okay, so Gurr cake and Chester cake are the same.
Chester
right
cake, Gurr cake, and Donkey's Gudge. J.J. Healy, one of my colleagues down, he teaches down in Cork, and he's telling me that that's a Cork version of
right
the same thing, you know?
Not very appetizing, Martin.
no, Donkey's Gudge. There's also Donkey Fours in Limerick, you know, which is a famous chipper, but the Donkey Gudge now is down in Cork.
Right.
But no, the Gurr cake is the Dublin thing, okay? And there's a number of different explanations for this, all right? So the first one is that it comes from Gurrier. And, you know, Gurrier is a word for like a street urchin or whatever, you know, a troublesome little child or whatever. But they reckon that the Gurrier could have got its name from Currier, all right?
Nice.
And a Currier was a tanner. And a tanner is people, like, this is the tanning industry for tanning leather.
Yes.
And there's an area in the Liberties called the Black Pits.
Yes, I know it, yeah.
Okay. And the Black Pits gets its name from the fact that it was where leather used to be tanned. And there would have been quite a strong smell coming from that sort of tanning area, you know what I mean? Because they use urine to tan the hides.
Where did they get the urine from? Human urine?
Well, they used to get animal urine, but they also used to get human urine, because people who were, you know, it's interesting, because we're talking here about terms that we use every day that we don't necessarily think about the etymology about them. But with people who were poor, used to have to sell their own urine, so they would sell them to the leather tanners. Okay,
right.
But people, and those people were known as that they were piss poor,
oh, because
they
right,
would have to sell
poor.
Their urine.
Right, okay.
But people who were even more poor than the people who were piss poor, people who didn't even own anything, they didn't even own a receptacle in which they could actually transport the urine in.
Right.
They were known that they were so poor that they didn't have a pot to piss in.
Yes.
Right. So all of these terms that we use.
But where does the gur come in then? The gur.
So the gur is that's the idea about the curier. So there is
the curier.
That gurier would have come from curier.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now also they reckon that the gur could have also come from the idea about a gurier, but people who were on what we call truants,
yes.
I suppose, or on the hop,
Mitch,
what we call
or,
on the hop or on the mitch,
yeah.
or whatever. In Dublin, it was known as on the gur.
Right. Ah, right.
So if you're skipping school, you were on the gur. And these gurriers, you know what I mean, who were on the gur from school, would have been very fond of this cake.
Ah.
And hence it
was it cheaper than your average bun?
It would have been cheaper,
yes, yeah.
And also it would have been very dense, so it would fill you
yeah,
as well.
It would fortify you for a long time.
It had a few things going for
so,
it.
So just,
I mean, yeah.
just Eccles cake, fruit slice, Garibaldi, they're the
yeah,
other Russian
they're
slice.
They're all different. You know,
they're
like
all different, are they?
Yeah, the Garibaldi is more like a fruit, it's more like a biscuit with sort of dots of...
I know that one, yes, that's
then,
nice, yeah.
Someone also mentioned earlier on, they mentioned railway cake.
Yes.
And railway cake was like a soda bread that had currants in it. And again, it was known as railway cake because there was probably so few currants in it that the currant, one currant for each station on when you're going on a railway journey.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What about the tipsy cake? Somebody
tipsy
said.
Cake is different, and so was Russian. You know, they think
slice.
It was a Russian
yeah.
cake mission. They're sort of sponge cakes. They have fruit in them, but they don't have that baked. You know, they don't have that the pastry on top or below it. You know,
right.
So again, you know, I know my colleague Anne Marie Dunn has been in with you
yes,
a few times,
has,
and,
yeah, yes.
and they would, you know, they'd give you the lowdown. But actually, I was talking to one of my colleagues, Jimmy Griffin, who teaches in Cahill Brewer Street. Actually, we'll be leaving. We're going. We're Cahill Brewer Street is closing down, and
You're
we're off to
Grange Gorman
now.
Grange
Gorman, you know?
Yeah.
So it's very the everything has gone out of it now, unfortunately, you know. And well, I suppose it's an exciting new chapter. But Jimmy was telling us that there's no real recipe for gur cake because normally you're using leftovers, and
uh-huh.
it wouldn't make sense to put a recipe in a recipe book because first you'd have to make the sponge. And then
use it, but
it's normally leftover stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's a real leftover
okay.
dish.
Now,
you know,
we're running out of time. I'm going to put the call out because I have a goo on me for gur. I have a goo on me for gur. So
Manning's Bakery
okay.
up on Thomas Street,
and,
right? Manning's Bakery, great gur cake.
Brilliant, Dr. Martin McInumera. Thanks so much, Chair of the Masters in Gastronomy and Food Studies in TU Dublin. Mind yourself and have a great weekend. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back on Monday. At 3 o'clock, enjoy your weekend, and whatever you're doing, please do it safely. Here we go, yeah.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.